USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden announced several measures Thursday aimed at combating the continuing COVID pandemic. The largest part of his plan involved a new federal vaccine requirements that would have all employers with 100 or more employees mandate vaccinations or test weekly. That would affect about 80 million Americans. That rule would be enacted through the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. During his remarks from the White House, President Biden blamed what he called pandemic politics for keeping the country from turning the corner on COVID.
The path ahead, even with the Delta variant, is not nearly as bad as last winter. But what makes it incredibly more frustrating is that we have the tools to combat COVID-19 and a distinct minority of Americans, supported by a distinct minority of elected officials, are keeping us from turning the corner.
This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection will soon release the number of illegal immigrant apprehensions that occurred at the southern border in August. That number is expected to be around 190,000, down slightly from a 21-year high in July. Congressman Chip Roy says it's hard to visualize those numbers unless you see them for yourself. The Texas Republican tells Fox News about a recent trip he took to the border with Senator Ted Cruz and the movement of people he witnessed.
The number of people coming in between the ports of entry are enormous. Senator Cruz and I were at a checkpoint, and we sat in a scanning booth looking at trucks as they come through. And they can only get like 1 out of 10 or 20 of those trucks. 30 minutes after we left that booth, we went down to the river. We saw 33 illegal immigrants that were just sitting on the other side of the river waiting to come across, being led by a cartel leader. We then got an image from one of the Border Patrol agents showing us 29 immigrants in the back of a truck that were caught with one of those scans that Senator Cruz and I had just been looking at. That was all in the matter of a couple of hours while we were sitting in Laredo.
This is U.S.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Vice President Harris hits a campaign trail for an old friend.
As the self-inflicted crisis at the Mexico-U.S. border remains unresolved, the person in charge of the border crisis, Vice President Kamala Harris, is out campaigning for fellow Democrat Gavin Newsom because this is what's important to the nation.
This recall campaign is about California, and it's about a whole lot more. They're thinking that if they can get this done in California, they can go around the country and do this. You got to understand what's happening right now. What's happening in Texas? What's happening in Georgia? What's happening around our country with these policies that are about attacking women's rights, reproductive rights, the voting rights, workers' rights? They think if they can win in California, they can do this anywhere. Well, we will show them you're not going to get this done. Not here, never.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is visiting Worcester, Massachusetts to discuss the American Rescue Plan's support for children and families. The California Democratic Congresswoman saying through the expanded child tax credit, students will be able to reach their full potential.
What we're doing is for them personally, for them to reach their aspirations so that they can go into the future with the confidence to make their difference, their contribution.
More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.